Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's David Walsh. GM CEO Mary Barry has gone all in on EVs. And while recent events may have made have many car makers shifting production back to hybrids and gas-powered vehicles, she appears to be staying the course. So, David, let's start talking about GM's investments in EVs. What have they done?
They've got a dozen vehicles on the market, and later this year you'll see the Chevy Bolt, their compact, and which will be their most affordable EV, coming back to the market. They've got 3 assembly plants, 1 in Mexico, 2 in the U.S. Actually, they have another one that they've cut back on, making electric vans in Ontario. So really they've got 4 assembly plants going that make EVs, and a couple of battery plants. And that's a lot of models. That's a lot of factories that can turn out batteries and electric vehicles. And, you know, the market, there's still growth in EV sales. It's just become slower. And then you've got Trump administration policies that really aren't great for car makers or EVs that that could cause them some headaches, you know, unless there's some changes to them. And there might be. We have to wait and see. But it is tough to sell EVs in the era of Trump if he goes through with getting rid of some of the tax credits that are out there.
I was going to ask you to dig a little bit deeper into those Trump administration policies and how they could impact EV production and sales.
So, look, the first one is tariffs, right? So you've got some EVs do come in from overseas. That with GM, the only ones that are imported are from Mexico. Now, those are the two most affordable, the Chevy Equinox, which starts at about $35,000, and the Chevy Blazer. So those are the two most affordable EVs are made down there. They're USMCA compliant, so they wouldn't get the full 25%, but there would be a 25% tariff on non-US parts in them. So you're talking about vehicles where it's already tough to make money, and consumers would probably like to see them sold, and the potential of tariffs kind of playing with the economics there. And then just parts in general, bringing in parts for vehicles, that adds to the cost. GM may have to eat those costs, which just puts off the day when they think they'll be profitable. And they're really looking at getting profitable. They're saying they're pretty close, so maybe this year or next they could get to a break-even basis with their EVs. And that makes it easier for them to sell the cars if they're not losing money on them, of course.
So it sounds like you think it's a good roll of the dice for GM CEO Mary Barra to stay the course.
Yeah, look, the one thing I bring up in the story is GM had the EV1 in the 90s, late 90s, and they got rid of it. And they pulled the last one off the road in 2003, which is the same year that Tesla was founded. And look, Tesla stuck through this good and bad over many years of not making money, and now they're the leader and they make a lot of money, and the company is worth a lot. Its market value is well worth more than any other major car company. And I think Mary Barra is thinking, look, electric drive is the future. It may take longer to get there because the policies aren't favorable and a lot of American consumers still aren't sure about them. But that's where the growth is. And look, if you're GM, GM's brands, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, they do better in the middle of the country in the South. They don't do as well on the coasts. most EV buyers are on the coast, and GM is looking at this and saying, hey, 60% of their EV buyers are new to General Motors brands, and they are they tend to really like them. So it's a way for them to gain market share and find a new kind of customer that they might not have reached before. Their market share in the EV segment of the U.S. is up from 6 to 12%. There's still sales growth there, so they're thinking, hey, if we stick with this and we lower the cost of batteries, which they're racing to do, then it becomes a good business for them. But if they don't, if they sit out and then they try to play catch up once EV sales take off, then you know they're racing to catch up in technology, which is where they've been with Tesla all along.
Good snapshot for us. Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's David Welsh. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.